The following is an interview with Bert Collin, the treasurer of the Chapeau Lions, discussing the club's 36th annual Pickerel and Bass Fishing Derby, which takes place this Saturday, July 9th. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of this event? So
this is the 36th annual. We missed the two during COVID. We have a maximum of 75 teams on the river. We haven't reached that in the last few years, but anyway, it's that's the max. The first prize is $1,000, and there's 9 other prizes that is prorated on the number of teams we have entered.
And so how many are you looking at for this year? Do you know?
Oh, not yet, because a lot of them are last minute, and they'll be in on the on July 8th. That is our orientation meeting that is held at the Lions building. It's just next to the ball field. And then a lot of people sign up then. There's even some that signs up on July the 9th, the date of our tournament, early in the morning. So we hope to get as many teams as we can.
So what? How many do you get typically?
Oh, we generally get about in the 60s.
Okay. And how big are the teams, or how big can they be?
Two people.
Two people only?
Yep.
And so is it for a specific type of fish there? Or?
It's the tournament is based on bass and pickerel. So there's a prize for the biggest bass and a prize for the biggest pickerel.
And we're talking weight here, or length and size? Like
weight, yes, always weight.
And so, like you said, there's going to be an orientation meeting on the day before there. When?
Yes, that's on the 8th, and it's at the Lions building, like I mentioned, and it's at 7 o'clock.
And the morning of there, you said that you can sign up right at the...
Yeah, people could still sign up in the morning on the 9th of July.
And where are you guys taking off from, and when?
We're taking off from... Actually, it'll probably be at the dock, just off of the river road. You just go down there a little piece, and you'll see there is a dock there. There's better. It's a lot easier to get your boat in there, and the takeoff will be from that dock.
Okay, and when and where is it wrapping up there as well?
We wrap up. They have to be in at 4 o'clock.
And is there any like boundaries, like location-wise, as far as where you're going on the river?
Campbell's Bay to what we call the locks here. It's the old locks. You can't go up any further than that. And it's pretty good stretch.
And as far as where does the money end up going? Are you guys fundraising?
We donate to other nonprofit organizations that need help. We don't do personal stuff because there's no end to it. We do like the DRA, the hall, and the arena if they need it, you know.
And how long have you been a member of the Lions there?
Since 1985.
Oh, geez.
It's been a little while.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And so how big's the Chapeau Club?
Right now we have 19 members.
And you guys looking for any more? Always recruiting?
Oh, absolutely. The more the merrier, because organizing the fishing tournament takes a lot of time.
Oh, absolutely. How long have you been involved with the tournament specifically?
Oh, God, I'm a founding member. I would say it must be, 30 years, I guess.
At least, eh? Holy moly.
Yeah.
Jeez. And so would it be fair to say that this is one of the bigger fundraisers for your club?
Yes, it is.
The big one?
Or? Yeah. We have another one that's pretty decent. It's a duck race.
Okay.
It's held in August.
Those are the big two there in the summer, eh?
Yes, that's the big two.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time there, Bert. Sorry for all the technical issues there. But if there's anything else that you forgot to mention, or anything else you wanted to say about the tournament there, inviting people out, I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, okay. Well, everyone's welcome as long as you have a boat with a live well. It's a live release. We make sure if you have any dead fish, then you're penalized for it. So we'd like to invite anybody who could, you know, a team that would come in their boat. Doesn't have to be a big boat, can just be a regular fishing boat, you know. Participate. Sometimes fish are not that far away, you know. So we would really appreciate all the fishermen that we can possibly have.